special bluebirds in the spring to give your heart a song to sing.
Hello and welcome back to Open Language. I'm Diana.
I'm Adam.
So today we've got another lesson in the pronunciation series.
This is number 12?
Yeah.
Good lord.
And there's more coming.
There's more coming because these things, they're super fun to make, for one. But also, it seems that they're pretty useful.
Yeah, and it's great as a foundation to build upon.
Mm.
Whether you're a beginner or you're advanced, I'm sure you guys will all be able to learn something. Even Adam and I have learned a lot just doing these.
Yes, it's true. It's very true.
All right, so today we're going to talk about the four main reasons for intonation.
Intonation. Okay, so the key word there is tone. Right in mm-hmm. the middle of intonation is tone. English, well, some people say that English does not have tones.
Yeah.
That's not really true. The point is we have stress. Stress is more important than tone.
Yeah.
So basically, when we are talking about intonation, we are talking about where to stress in the sentence.
So Adam mentioned earlier, English doesn't require specific intonation for every word. However, it's still an important aspect to help you get your meaning across better.
Right. So I already mentioned intonation. What about aspect?
An aspect is just a part.
A part of something. It's a fancy word for part.
So let's talk about these four main reasons.
Okay, reason number one, new information.
Okay. So when you're giving a new piece of information, stress the main word.
It sounds like rain.
It's going to rain.
So rain is the new information. We're sitting in the office, we're listening. sounds like rain.
Yeah.
So it's the most important word in the sentence.
Exactly. So make sure you add emphasis, then you stress that new information.
Mm.
So number two is when we are stating an opinion.
Okay, so an opinion, if you're not sure, is what you think.
Mm-hmm.
Right, what you think about something.
Yes, it might not be true.
Mm.
It's just what you believe.
It's what you believe, right.
So sometimes what you hear or see, smell, taste, or feel is not actually real.
Right, so when you're giving your opinion about this situation, you want to stress both the sensation, the see, smell, taste, feel, etc., and what you actually think it is.
Okay, so for example, it sounds like rain, but I think it's just the leaves.
It looks like a real diamond, but I'm pretty sure it's fake.
Right, so here Adam and I both stressed the sensation word. Mm. One was sounds, the other was looks. And then what we actually think it is.
Right.
The leaves versus, a fake.
Right.
All right, so the third one is for contrast.
So a contrast is comparing two really different things,
mm-hmm,
putting them together.
Yeah, so comparing them side by side.
So when you're talking about opposites, you stress the two words that best show the contrast.
All right. So for example, he likes rain, but he hates snow.
Or I could say, my girlfriend is the tall one, not the short one.
Right. So you can see here, likes and hates are kind of contrasting, right?
Opposites.
And then tall and short is clearly
an opposite. Right.
So we will stress those two words.
Right. And they will get the same stress, right?
All right. And last but not least, we have can't.
Can't. Okay. So can't made an appearance a few lessons ago, right?
Yeah.
So if you guys remember, can't is usually stressed.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So contractions such as
shouldn't, wouldn't, couldn't.
Along with negatives like
no, not, never.
Are important because they negate the meaning of a sentence. However, they are usually not stressed.
Right. Okay, so contractions are just making should not becomes shouldn't.
Mm-hmm, right.
But what about negate?
Negate means you're making something negative.
Negative, right? So I'm a Canadian or I'm not a Canadian.
Right,
not
exactly.
Would be negating it.
So as we mentioned, the exception is can't. Let's take a look at some examples.
It can't rain when there are no clouds.
I can't find the apartment.
So imagine if these sentences weren't negative, right? Like it can rain when there are no clouds.
Right, it starts to sound like can.
Right, exactly. But in the case of the apartment one, like, you probably wouldn't be emphasizing can. Like, you'd be, if someone was saying, like, Adam, you can't find the apartment, mm-hmm. and I was trying to say, you know, like, yes, I can.
Yeah.
I would probably say something like, you know, like, I can find the apartment.
Yeah. So I think number four has a little bit to do with context.
Mm.
You know, when are you going to hear can versus can't?
Right.
So you guys, if you guys are kind of confused about that sound, that word, then you can go ahead and listen to our can versus can't lesson.
Yes, absolutely.
But one thing's for sure, can't is almost always stressed.
Yes.
All right, so we hope this lesson has given you kind of a better understanding of when and why we would use intonation in English.
That's right. And guys, as always, practice makes perfect.
Mm-hmm.
So listen to this lesson, you know, say it aloud with us. Listen to the lesson again when you're taking a shower, sleeping in the car.
And, you know, these rules, I mean, when I'm speaking, I don't think about
it. Right, of course.
And I'm not going to say like, oh, well, I'm contrasting like and hate, so I must emphasize like and hate.
Right.
But they will kind of help you get your meaning across better.
Yes.
And, you know, maybe pay attention to it a little bit more and then it'll become natural
Very
to
natural,
you.
Very natural, yeah.
Right, you don't even have to think about it.
You don't even have to think about it. It will be so natural.
Exactly. So if you have any questions or comments, please leave them below and we will see you guys next time.
All right, bye guys.
I wish you shelter from the storm. A cozy fire to keep you warm, but most of all, when snowflakes fall, I wish you love.